Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I can tell you a few things. One, did not have Central Air last night. All right? Did not. So your boy didn't sleep. So I might come off a little heavy-handed at the start of the show. All right? It doesn't help that I am solo and I'm going to be talking about a subject and a topic and something I've been thinking about all week. So I'm actually in a great mood. It just might not sound like it. Usually when we start an F-Off Friday, I'm a little bit more bouncy, bubbly. Bouncy's not a great word for a fat man. Everything jiggles, but you get what I'm saying. But, I mean, I will tell you that when I walked into the studio today and there was Friday golf on the TV in studio, I got irrationally irritated at Andy and Dan. Actually, that's not true, because when I walked in, we had a couple of nice little conversations, and then when they left, I noticed that there was Friday golf. I don't know what, listen, there are times to watch golf, all right? I love to play golf. Friday, middle of the day, not it for me. No, thank you. Not to watch it, unless I'm watching myself play golf. Now, there was that, a little update on the conundrum that we had yesterday, right? How do I... the missus gets mad if I don't wake her up when she falls asleep on the couch, and then she keeps me up later because she just talks and restarts my active brain. So yesterday I tried something new. I woke her up an hour before I wanted to go to bed. And then right as she got out of her seat, I said, oh, can you take the dog out? Admittedly, that was passive aggressive. It did not work. It went exactly like. But at some point, I'm following through on my promise that I made to Fedor yesterday, that I'm just going to let her stay asleep on the couch and live with it once to see if we can correct this pattern. But it is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. And this conversation, the one about the Jacksonville game, the one about Deshaun Watson on and off the field, the one about what in the blue hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns, this has been a week in the making. And I got to be honest with you, I have tried to be as fair and as impartial as I possibly can be because I realize that I am the rarity in this town. I am. I don't hate Deshaun. I don't love Deshaun. I don't I'm not a hater of him. I'm not an apologist. I'm not a homer of him. I'm honestly about as Switzerland as you can be after two plus, almost, I mean, disastrous feels like a great word here on a Football Friday. Maybe that reeks of recency bias because really it's one awful game and one truly awful, or rather the latest awful allegation and lawsuit against Deshaun. So maybe this is spiked a little bit, even as I'm Switzerland. Maybe it's a little more feverish than it would have been if we'd had the same conversation a week ago. But all week long, I've sat back and I've had the partner where everybody else has to work with the same partner every day. I've had the great ability to work with somebody different every day. And that absolutely has been a benefit of this week because I've heard so many different, and I've talked to people with so many differing perspectives on Deshaun. And that has been a gift that allows me to have this conversation to start the show before we welcome in Spencer German, hopefully later this hour or early next hour, before we get into the nits and the grits on a Football Friday, because I do think a lot has changed in a week, but maybe not that much should have changed in the week when we actually get to the football game here. So bear with me, because this has been the longest setup in the history of setups. This week, I have heard so many different things about saving the Browns, right? Really smart, really well thought out ideas on how we can change the course of Browns history, going into this, right the ship, as it were, get on the right side of getting a fairway, right? Or just all collectively stop wondering what in the hell has happened to the Cleveland Browns because of one Sunday and one Monday, right? And I'm here to tell you, and this is partially to Deshaun Watson himself, and this is partially because we need to reset our own sanity going into this weekend. Guys, I've heard every idea everybody's had about fixing this offense. I've heard every idea that everyone has about fixing Deshaun and about fixing the Browns and about getting things where they need to be. And I hear you, and I see you, but there is no one to save the Browns and the Browns' offense but Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston has great pregame speeches, and man, when he's in front of a microphone, the man is instantly quotable. I would love to hang out with Jameis Winston. It's not likely he's going to save the Cleveland Browns. Kevin Stefanski, right? Kevin has got two winning seasons in 4 years. That's more than any other Browns coach since 1999. And two playoff trips. It ain't all on Kevin Stefanski. No, it's not. It's not on Andrew Berry. It's not on Jerry Jeudy. It's not on Amari Cooper. Or we could put Nick Chubb and dress him up as Batman when he comes off the IR. And it's not going to be on Nick Chubb. It's not going to be on Myles Garrett in the defense. It's not going to be on Tony Busby or Rusty Harden, right? Because nothing's changing. Nothing is changing. The bar, which was set 2 years ago, has not even been close to being broached by Deshaun Watson when it comes to on or off the field. Yeah, it is fair to say, and I really want to make sure that this is driven home as we start the show. I really want this to be clear. Just because Deshaun... This latest allegation, this latest lawsuit, is from the same time of the other allegations and lawsuits. That doesn't mean Deshaun has done everything that he possibly could to ingratiate himself to a new town. The easy thing is to say to play good football. That's easy, right? Now, we all know playing good football, that's not easy. It's really hard. These are the best of the best. But my point is, if you're a world-class athlete who has done that before, that should be the easy thing. The tough thing is in a new situation with a mess of allegations and a mess of people, you know, talking about your character in a way you've never experienced it before, with criticisms you've never experienced before. The tough thing is to ingratiate yourself to that new situation. And Deshaun has not done it. So that, in and of itself, the only one that can do that, I can't do it for Deshaun. I can't invite Deshaun on the radio. I mean, I can, but he's got to accept it, right? Deshaun can go on Good Morning Football, all right? But they can reach out. He's got to accept it. So when it comes to Deshaun and the bar and everything we've talked about the entire week, everything is on Deshaun when it starts with the off the field. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to need to happen at some point. Yep, so is good football. This thing only goes on as long as the football or the threat of good football is worth it for the Cleveland Browns. That's just the reality. Jimmy Haslam admitted as much when they traded for Deshaun Watson in one of the three or four times they talked about it. I think that one was one in the preseason or training camp where he said if his name was Joe Smith, we weren't going to do this for him. But when it comes to the football itself, I've heard this idea. Well, you know what? They got to change the offense. They got to start running the ball more. One, Nick Chubb ain't walking through that door. Well, he might walk through the door, but he's not running through those blockers. So that's not happening in the next 3 weeks, right? And even then, there's reason to believe that ain't happening then. That it might take a while for Batman to be Batman again. So Nick Chubb's not running your way to safety. Jerome Ford, I think Jerome's actually a little underrated. I think Jerome's a really nice running back. Jerome Ford's not fixing this offense overnight. The offensive line is not fixing the offense overnight. The running game, switching this from more of a passing game to a run game, it isn't saving this because that's not how it's set up. This thing is set up, and this is what is so damn hard to accept as a Cleveland Browns fan who just wants some positivity. After an offseason of more infighting and there were some really good, really well articulated thoughts on the Deshaun thing. There's also a lot of ones that aren't worth the devil's fart. It's just not. So after that, the hope was we finally get back to football. Let's make it about football, right? This is before the allegation, the latest allegation we're talking. And then we go out there and it was Deshaun's worst game as a Cleveland Brown. Oh, well, I got to fix the offense. This is on Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey's got... No, it's Betonio. Betonio should have accepted his hand and allowed him to pick him up off the ground. Guys, this thing is built to sink or swim on Deshaun. That doesn't mean, all right, that doesn't mean that they can't win some games if Deshaun is a complete no-show this year or if at some point they have to bench him. It doesn't mean you can't even get to the low water mark that Kevin Stefanski set 2 years ago in 7 wins. No, this is talking about the future of the Cleveland Browns begins this Sunday, right? We know the last 13 games. We know all the everything that came with it. Guys, we know. We've talked about it. But for everyone keeping looking, all of us looking for some bastion of sanity in what has been sheer madness for 2+ years. Guys, I hate to tell you, the only guy that's flipping the switch, the only guy that's making this palatable this season is the guy you and I on the field don't trust, is the guy that a fair amount of Clevelanders off the field don't trust. It's Deshaun. They spent the entire offseason taking everything that they possibly could, within reason, to make this unfailable for Deshaun Watson. We brought in a new offensive coordinator. We're going to run things that we saw previously, right? That Deshaun's comfortable with from New England and from what Ken Dorsey did in Carolina and Buffalo. And by the way, it looks like the Buffalo Bills can run again. Looks like maybe Ken Dorsey was part of the problem there. I digress. But no, they spent the entire offseason. And so I've heard, and I've heard people talk all week about, well, how can we? We can't. Every single bit of pressure is on Deshaun Watson. And so if Deshaun doesn't want to have to ask or be asked or answer 75% questions about a lawsuit, the latest lawsuit, go play well. If Deshaun is feeling immense pressure, which, guys, it doesn't take a bit of empathy to know, I guarantee you this might be the most pressure Deshaun has felt because he thought he was over this nonsense, and now he's played the worst game maybe of his career. Deshaun, you want the pressure to go away? Cool. Do what great athletes do, which is find a way to leave the you-know-what at the door and play good football. At this point, I'm not even asking. If you play good football this weekend, 2 weekends from now, I might ask for great football. Just give me good football. Just give me something passable that if I squint, I can think to myself, hey, that doesn't suck. But to kind of, we keep doing this thing where we keep, bring it back. No, maybe if we do this, maybe if we squint hard enough, maybe if we just tilt the picture to the right. No. The Browns, in an effort to make, to give Deshaun every advantage to become old Deshaun, they made this. And when I say this, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about Super Bowl run. I'm talking about the future of the organization over the next 2 to 3 years. And maybe even more than that. They made it all about Deshaun. That was not your decision. It was not my decision. Some people would have made that decision. Others wouldn't have. It's not really for us to relitigate it. But Jimmy Haslam made the trade. He ain't saving this thing. Nope. Andrew Berry okayed the trade. He ain't saving this thing. Kevin Stefanski, Ken Dorsey, Jerome Ford, Nick Chubb, Jim Schwartz, Andrew Siciliano, Pumpkinhead. None of us. It is all on Deshaun. So if Deshaun wants the thing to change, it is the age-old adage. It's simple. If you don't like what they're saying about you, change the conversation. And there is only one way to do it. And that is play good football. This would have been the case even if he had only played bad football and didn't have the latest allegation and lawsuit against him. But as creative, and I love the passion and the creativity and the but, this is the thing. We can help him. There's one, no. It is a decision by Deshaun Watson whether he wants to be great again. And I know that he's dealing with the shoulder. I get that. I know that he's dealing with things off the field that most of us never have to deal with. I can understand. And by the way, the rebuttal there is, who put you in that situation? Cleveland didn't. Jimmy Haslam didn't. We didn't. The Houston Texans didn't. It might have helped you get out of that situation for a minute, but they didn't put you in that situation. So the only person that can take Deshaun Watson out of this situation is Deshaun Watson. And I'm not saying this in judgment of Deshaun. I hope that he understands the clarity of this. If he is behind Leroy Bickerstaff, it's not Trent Williams. He's not going to save you. It's not, it's the offensive line. It's your ass. And the sooner you do it, the less the pressure. You're never, listen, until these lawsuits stop, until the football is good enough, you're never going to stop the constant criticism and the pressure that comes with the contract, with the public scrutiny. You're not, but you can pause it, and you can start pausing it by week one. Oh, well, okay, you didn't do that. Now you can start pausing it by winning this weekend and playing well. Because if you don't do that this weekend, it's only going to get harder from here. Pressure amplifies every time you don't ring that bell. So we're talking about this game on Sunday, and we are kind of pivoting to this game now. And so if you want to do the vibe check, 216-474-0092. Because there's a whole nother perspective about this game that I don't think 1 week should change all that much. 2 weeks? Monday we might have to have a different conversation. But I think it's interesting. We've spent all week trying to fix this situation with the Cleveland Browns. And until something changes or new information arises, you're not cutting Deshaun Watson anytime soon. You're not getting out of that contract. Even if you are able to void that contract, it doesn't mean you're likely to get out of the cap hit, at which point you're only getting rid of 30% of the problem. The bigger problem is the contract instead of Deshaun's play. I can deal with crappy quarterback play. It's the never-ending dead cap from hell that I think is a little bit more concerning on top of really bad quarterback play. But the Browns structured this whole thing on, we got to give every advantage to getting the best out of Deshaun, to put him in the best position. And the only potential downside is if he can't take advantage of it. And I trust that locker room's ability to win games. I do. And when I say win games, I'm saying not win three games. But I scoffed, like 9 days ago, I scoffed when somebody said, I think their floor is a six-win team. And a lot of that is, I didn't see another lawsuit coming. So that does, like, I think you saw in 2022, yes, they had talent deficiencies, and Andrew Berry had not drafted well into that point to replenish the guys that they had lost over the previous two off seasons through natural attrition as guys hit free agency or as the older guys, you know, Olivier Vernon getting hurt, his career being over. And so, yes, talent was a huge problem for them in 2022. So was the never-ending saga that started in, I believe it was February or May, when you traded for Deshaun Watson, and every single waking moment of every single Browns player's life, especially when there was a camera in their face, was about Deshaun Watson and not about football. So this is a tremendous test of that leadership group. This is a tremendous test of Kevin Stefanski and those 52 other dudes in that locker room. But if Deshaun wants to ensure those 52 dudes really do trust his aura and know his character and are in the same boat as them, boss man, play good on Sunday. Stop making excuses. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And listen, I'm gleaming this from what I think a guy would have to feel after 2.5 years. I don't know what Deshaun feels. It's kind of part of the problem. I thought he gave his most humane press conference on Wednesday, and the guy went viral because instead of focusing on vibes, people focused on what he actually said, and it didn't fall up to standards. He left room open for criticism, and that's the catch-22. For people to know you, you have to be vulnerable. To be vulnerable means you will make mistakes and you don't say everything perfect.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But I don't know good football in 1 week is enough to change the conversation. But it is enough to give pause on all the negative and get things back to football. The only way for people who, oh, I want it to be about ball, which, by the way, just real quick, is an incredibly callous way to think. I know that sports is supposed to be all of our little escape there, but sports are played by humans, and humans make errors, as do big corporations whose only interest is making more and more money, and they do play on our beloved teams and our love of our own team. So the point is, though, yeah, it'd be great to talk all about ball. But if the ball is awful, and the ball was awful on Sunday, then that's going to give people more reason to focus on everything there is. That doesn't mean playing well obfuscates what Deshaun is accused of doing. But it can slow the conversation where everybody isn't looking for red meat and frothing at the mouth, wanting to run the guy out of town. And it's interesting, guys, like, I'm not that, I mean, I respect Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville played better week one than you played. But if you felt 8 days ago, if you felt, hey, we're going to go take care of Dallas, and if you felt you were going to take care of Dallas, you damn sure thought you should be able to take care of Jacksonville, right? So if 8 days ago you looked at Jacksonville and said, that's at best the second toughest game I've got left on the schedule. Has anything really changed that much? I swear, like hearing people, like I thought it was so funny to hear Tony Boselli yesterday say, I don't know, the Browns can score with Jacksonville. Jacksonville scored 17 points week one. And by the way, respect to that Miami defense. Miami defense is not last year's Browns defense. So scoring or the Browns keeping up with scoring with Jacksonville might be 10 points this week. And that continues to get back to we keep overinflating the Browns situation because we're all a little panicked because we all have recency bias. I still expect the Browns to be very competitive on Sunday. And I think if I expected them to win 8 days ago, one game, as bad, as awful as it was, shouldn't change that. And I think for a lot of us, I'll speak for myself. Yeah, the lawsuit also made this game feel tougher to win too. Because you're not just fighting the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're not just fighting bad memories from a dog butt game. Now it feels like you're fighting everyone again. We always say, what is it, Ohio versus everyone? It is, again, Browns fans versus everyone. In reality, it's Deshaun versus everyone, and Deshaun playing good football this weekend. It's not the only way you can win. But if you want to pause Deshaun versus everyone, that's what this game offers you the ability to by playing good football. 216-474-0092. Are you expecting a Browns win on Sunday? Josh, welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me, and I do expect a win because, I mean, I called right before we started the season, Nick, and I said I want to see Deshaun Watson, you know, start off hot. And not because, like, solely because I get it. Yes, a lot of quarterbacks start slow in September. But to Deshaun Watson, it's very imperative that he starts off hot. And you see why it happened last Sunday. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, I totally agree with your assessment when it comes to they're not God's gift to football. They're an okay football team, and Trevor Lawrence is okay. He's Kirk Cousins if he could be mobile, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But, man, like, what is going on? Like are we – like, it just feels so taxing. Like, it's like I can't just say, hey, that was a bad game by everyone. Like, yeah, Deshaun looked terrible. and was a big reason why we lost. But there was other reasons why we lost, too. It wasn't just Deshaun. But now you get these whatever. I don't even want to talk about it because it's just hard to even talk about. It's like you can't tell me that wouldn't make you a shell of yourself if you were going through this. I'm not trying to sympathize with him. I'm just saying in reality. That is a hard thing to overcome. Let alone just, hey, let me – you hear these plays that these coaches call? You got a paragraph for one play. And on top of it, you got things going on in the back of your mind. Like, this is not easy. So at least hope the defense, because I think the Jags are overrated. I think the defense, you need to start winning games. My prediction of Deshaun Watson coming in hot is not going to happen whatsoever. So please, defense, just figure it out. Hold it down till we can figure out something to do on offense, because right now it looks bleak, and that's all I have to say.
Josh, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for the call. 216-474-0092 if you want to pitch in there. So I said earlier this week that this is not a must-win because week twos really can't be must-wins. But I don't know that the Browns – I don't know anyone in the NFL needs a win more than the Cleveland Browns. I might be able to tweak that a little bit to say I don't know anyone in the NFL needs a good game more than Deshaun Watson. Actually, I will. There's no one in the NFL that needs a good game this weekend more than Deshaun Watson. And where it starts for me is timing. Ironically, that's where to first look this weekend if Deshaun Watson is going to start to turn things around is what does his timing look like? What does the chemistry look like with receivers? I know we want to do like, 300 yards. Hey, 5 touchdowns. Why don't you just start with the nuances, the basic observable things of playing quarterback in the NFL.
Let's not throw a pick six. How about that?
Carmen and Lyme is emerging podcast scene. tackles the sports scene with a different style every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies. Or check out every single archived episodes. Hi, Spencer. How you doing?
I'm just admiring the fact that this man in the Halley Building right now is rocking an Asdrubal Cabrera jersey. That's a throwback.
That's an old timey Guardians fan right there.
That's how you know. Like when you see the people walking around town, it can be any of the teams in town, but you see them rocking like the real old school, like, you know, guy that was like a semi-popular player when he was here.
You watch your tone on Asdrubal Cabrera, thank you very much.
You think he was a... Okay, in terms of Cleveland Indians / Guardian stars, where does he fall on this list that you think he's...
You're the one casting aspersions. I'll be asking the questions.
He was a popular player with the fan base.
Oh, no, you're walking it back already.
What did I walk back?
You are walking it back already.
I said a semi-popular player. That's what I think he was.
I think that is a semi... I think that's a slap. I think that's a slap in his general direction. And
he was a fine player. He wasn't anything special. He's not like Jose Ramirez.
Wasn't like an all-star. Wasn't like
how
one
many
of the,
times did he make the all-star game?
Three. That's a guess. But I think I guessed right. Mac is fact-checking me. He is Mac-checking me.
Mac-checking.
Two?
You were wrong.
You said how many times?
So because you're a two-time all-star, that makes you like a fan favorite?
I would say that, I would say Asdrubal was one of the more popular players of that.
I don't know. I remember a very different time with Asdrubal Cabrera. I remember people being very torn on like, I like Asdrubal, but then he'd make like 3 errors in a week and everyone would be like, I don't know about
Are you
this
sure
guy.
You're not confusing him with Johnny Peralta?
I'm definitely sure.
Because I remember the Johnny Peralta. Sure. I remember the Ricky Gutierrez. I remember the Matt Lawtons. I remember the Jason Michaels, David DeLucci. I kind of remember thinking Asdrubal Cabrera was one of the guys that kept you sane because he was a good enough, fine ball player.
Oh, so he's good enough.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how to say
him
it.
In the pantheon of popularity among Guardians.
Did
fans.
I retire his number? I don't recall that. I simply said you were besmirching him by saying he's a semi-okay, whatever.
Do you think
player.
He was more popular than Jason Kipnis?
I think they're comparable level of...
I think Jason Kipnis is worlds more popular.
The difference is, though, Jason Kipnis was in a World Series, and Asdrubal Cabrera was not.
How many times was Jason Kipnis an All-Star?
I'm going to go 3 times.
That's just your go-to. That's like pretty when the teacher says, just go with your gut. Nick's gut always says three.
If I know it's more than one, go to three.
Also two.
Look at that.
So I guess, yes, if we're judging this by also. By the way, we had a great football conversation here, and you turned it into slagging as Drupal Cabrera.
I didn't have to be that. You could have just kept rolling with the football conversation. You're the one who made it a bigger deal.
Wait. Who mentioned the words there, Voldemort?
I said I was admiring that this gentleman out here was rocking the Drupal Cabrera jersey. I thought that was nice.
By then besmirching the name and character of Drupal Cabrera.
Apologies? I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah. I believe the Drupal Hive, as we're known,
Drupal Hive.
The A-Hive.
I don't even think this was a thing until 5 minutes ago.
No. We previously were known as the A-holes. Now we're the A-hive. Turned out that meant something different. We would like an official apology for you, and the show demands it as well.
I will have my people craft a statement by the end of the show.
So, we've got a game on Sunday. Vibe check with you.
So,
talking about the Browns game, not the
Browns game. Yeah. There are a couple of those coming up, too. No, so my biggest thing, and this is where I'm like, I usually submit like a prediction for another place that I work, where I give like what I think the score is going to be, give it a quick analysis, I'm kind of like this week's tough for me because I do think there are legitimate reasons why the Browns are going to be better this week. Week one, we know it can be fluky, all these different things. I also think the fact that Jacksonville's missing their top two corners is something to keep an eye on. That matters. I think the defense and how they played against Trevor Lawrence last year, like these are all things I'm taking into consideration. But then I look big picture and I'm like, all the problems that they had on offense last week, is all of that fixable over the course of 7 days? And I just don't know. Like, maybe the pre-snap penalties are lessened this week. And maybe, you know, they're taking a few more shots downfield and Deshaun looks a little bit more comfortable. But is it going to be this well-oiled machine that we're all hoping finally comes around? I don't know if that changes in just 7 days. And because of that, I don't know. Like, I'm uncomfortable about this game because I'm not quite sold that they're going to be able to stay on the field long enough and the defense isn't going to be put in a tight spot again where they're constantly just trying to get the ball back to the offense. And unless they turn the ball over, maybe that happens and that's the difference in this game. But I'm so sort of stuck on that fact of, can they fix all these problems that they've highlighted? I mean, we sit here and say Deshaun's part of the problem, but it's not all on Deshaun. Offensive line was a problem. It's not all on them. Receivers are dropping passes. There's a little bit of that involved too. Can they fix all those things in a short amount of time?
So did you think 8 days ago that the Browns should win this game?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. So this is all on the Dallas game then?
I mean, I think given new information, but here's the other thing. Like 8 days ago, I thought they were going to win the Dallas game because I thought going in though, they were going to look better than they did. And now that we've seen how they look now, like here's the thing. Week one, because the preseason is what it is now, and you know, coaches aren't playing their players, and they kind of treat the first couple games of the season as Kevin Stefanski called it a feeling out period last week, like. Because of that, we never really know where the starting point is for a team until you get to week one. You can guess what the starting point is going to be, and we all did that last week on the show. We were like, oh, we think it's going to be better. It's okay. There might be some growing pains, but they'll figure it out. Defense is still going to be good. Now we know like where the bar is at for a starting point, and we know it can be better. It could be worse in theory, but we all know it could be better than what we got in week one. But now that we know where the starting point is, it's about sort of evaluating week to week. How much beyond that starting point have they gotten in this amount of time? And I just don't know that. Do I think they're going to be better? Absolutely. Do I think they flushed the Dallas game? Absolutely. Being around that locker room, the way those guys are talking, they very much are like, hey, it was 1 week. We're not trying to, you know, live and die by this one. And I think that's fair. I think that's how fans should be. But fans, we love to overreact. But I just don't know, like, once you get on the field and you're playing between the lines, if it's going to be so much better that all of a sudden it's like, well, here we go. We're the high-flying offense we were hoping for.
So basically, you're trying to gauge the preseason expectations versus the low floor that was set week one?
Yeah.
Because I would say I don't need them to be the team that I thought they were this week. I just need them to be better than Jacksonville. And if they can do that while Deshaun plays well or reasonably well or anything tangibly close to the last three games that he played last year, that would feel like a resounding victory. Like I think the one advantage of recency bias is that they played so poorly in Dallas
yeah.
that like a C-plus effort and a win this week would feel like a B-plus or an A effort. I think that's where we are because I think everybody everywhere is putting everything on how bad they looked against Dallas. And, yeah. I can't guys, other than generalities, I can't really refute if you think that like that's who they are because they weren't just bad.
That's who they are right now because that's all we have.
They were
that's all the information
roasted
we have.
Dog butt.
Yeah.
And because Deshaun was the worst of all the bad, I get it. But I just like I think it depends on how much you think that's really who the Browns are going to be this year. And I just feel like because there's professional football players involved, it's almost impossible to play that bad twice in a row if you're like a team full of veterans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.